the tough part about what South America, where South America is at, is they're going to see a little bit different El Nino situation than we will. There's some dry areas in northern Brazil that will have some persistent dryness throughout the year as long as El Nino is in effect. But then there's areas in Argentina that'll be too wet. So that'll be something to watch as we get closer and closer to their planting window. The other things to be watching is continued fuel issues as far as prices go with regard to their shipping and all that kind of stuff with this with these wars that are going on, especially the U.S. Iran situation. So that'll be something to watch if that hinders some of their shipments. And then the other thing that we'll be watching with respect to that war is there going to be a situation where they are deficient on fertilizer for this upcoming crop, and is it necessarily that there's not enough fertilizer, or is it just too expensive in some of those areas?